back here on the Chill Factor. It is March. Can you believe it? Well, you know, March is madness and craziness, but lots of stuff that is magical. Tonight, today, wherever you are, we've got Anne Canfield again from Finding Strength. Hello, Anne. How are you?
I am doing wonderful, and I am so excited to be presenting our second episode in this series for Mastering Difficult Conversations.
Well, I always love when you bring great information in, and I know you're doing wonderful. You've got quite the following and downloads over at the podcast over there at the Chill Factor Radio. Don't forget, there's 13 different platforms, so you can find Anne too, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And today we are going to talk about something that is near and dear to my heart, and it is seek first to understand. For any of you that are Stephen Covey fans, you might know this because seek first to understand is habit number 5 for the 7 habits of highly effective people. And when we think about this concept of difficult conversations, we're going to come at it from a different viewpoint than most other teachings, or even the way that we might think of it. Because when we have to have a conversation, we put the focus on how we feel, what we want out of it, what we need to get across. And today's episode is all about seek first to understand from the other person's point of view. And the last episode, I told you that I was going to introduce a character to you, and her name is Mary. So everybody say, hi, Mary.
Hello, Mary.
So we're going to use Mary as a character for this because it makes it fun, and I love fun, number one. And number two, I think it's something that you're going to be able to relate to, and you're going to be able to picture this in your head to be able to relate it. So let's say we have a difficult conversation, and we work at a hair clip manufacturing firm, and Mary is one of our operators. And the challenge is that Mary loves to talk, and she loves to come on her shift and point out mistakes to the operator from the last shift. And then when people walk by, she likes to point out, hey, by the way, you know, Joe, you made a mistake here. Hey, you know, Bob, you made a mistake here. And we have to talk to Mary about this because this is totally not good. So when you picture this scenario of like having to have this conversation with Mary, we can imagine kind of the angst and the anxiety because Mary doesn't recognize that this is bad behavior.
Definitely. Doesn't sound good.
Right. But for her perspective, she thinks she's helping everybody out. Aww. And to be honest with you, she actually is finding quality issues before the product leaves the floor. So in order to seek first to understand, we are going to learn the ABCs. The ABCs for behavior is the A is for antecedent. What comes before the behavior? The B is for behavior, and C is the consequence. So when we look at this case with Mary, we're going to start with the B for behavior. The behavior is that Mary has a harsh tone, and she likes to point out the mistakes that she finds. They could be real, or they could be perceived. That would be our current state. And when we're thinking about seeking first to understand, when we bring Mary in, we're going to ask her about this behavior. So, Mary, tell us a little bit about what you do when you're looking for issues. Tell me a little bit about these issues that you're finding. That's what seeking to understand is all about. Because some of us might want to just bring Mary in and say, Mary, we've got a problem, and we don't want you doing that anymore.
You need to behave, Mary.
Exactly, right? Like, that would be sometimes the default, because we're angst and we just need to get the message across and we think we need to tell her something. But seeking first to understand does the opposite. It doesn't matter what we know, because we're the experts, we're the manager, we're the one that has to address the issue. But what we're going to do, instead of talking at her, we're going to ask her some questions. We're never going to ask a why question. If we're going to seek to understand, we're going to ask what and how questions. What issues are you finding, Mary? How does you getting upset with the other staff members about the errors, how do they take that? Is it working? And the reason we're going to do that is because we're talking about behavior. The reason we're going to do that is we're going to find out what's coming before the behavior when we ask those questions, because chances are Mary's going to explain that what happens is that these people aren't trained well enough by their trainers, and then I get them, and then I find errors in their work. Huh.
Hmm.
That's interesting. Because at first we thought we had to talk about Mary, about her behavior, but in reality, the challenge actually could be that the staff aren't trained well enough, and she's actually finding the errors. Because finding the error is what's prompting her to have to correct the staff. And so the benefit of this is that when we seek first to understand, we might recognize that we actually have to identify the right challenge, because we might not even be looking at the right challenge at all. And so we ask Mary some questions about that, and she explains, well, you know, Bob does really well, but, you know, Josie, she doesn't really get it. Or, you know, my friend Frank, he wasn't even trained very well. He only got 1 day of training versus 5 days of training. And all of a sudden we recognize that the issue is not necessarily Mary finding the errors. The issue is that there are errors for her to find. And that's why the seeking first to understand is so important, because it opens our eyes to be sure what is the issue really at hand. Because a conversation, one conversation didn't get us to this point. One conversation is not going to get us out of this situation. So recognizing that when we seek first to understand, it allows us to open our eyes and widen our view to come up with a long-term strategy so that we feel confident in all of our communications and we can build relationship. We want Mary to know that this is a safe space for her to open up. We want Mary to know that we're interested and we're going to actively listen to her so that we can understand it from all sides. Now, when we looked at the behavior of the harsh language, we looked at what comes before the behavior, which is the fact that she's finding the errors at all. And then we're looking at the C, which is for consequences. Now, when we look at it from Mary's perspective, I want you to just kind of, even if you close your eyes for a moment, don't do that if you're driving. But if we look at it from Mary's perspective, what do you think the consequences would be for Mary, from Mary's perspective, from finding these errors and pointing them out? And Kathleen, you certainly can share, like, what do you think she might be getting out of this?
I think safety is a big concern. That's what I'm getting out of it. You know, if she's got something good to offer, I think it's like listening first to what she has to offer. And then safety is definitely a concern.
Yep, absolutely. And for Mary, every time she points out these errors and she actually stops a bad product from going out the door, she feels a sense of pride. She feels completely proud of herself that she's helping the company. She also gets this idea of socialization, right?
Sure.
She gets to talk to people. She gets to train the staff. She gets to teach other people. And the errors get fixed. So we look at that and we say, huh, when we look at what is really happening in this full picture of the ABCs, is number one, there's errors to be found. Number two, she's pointing them out. Again, not in a great way, but she is pointing them out. It's the tone and how she's doing it that we want to change. And then we look at the consequences, saying she's actually getting something out of this. It's serving her in some way. When we look at that, to seek first to understand, we might recognize that we might have to change the perspective from when we first started this conversation. Because we look at that and we confirm what the root of the issue is, number one. And number two, for a long-term solution, Mary really likes talking to people. And she's actually a pretty good teacher. So if we just went over to Mary and said, you know, stop being so harsh, don't be mean to people. And it's the trainer's job to do that. We don't want you doing that anymore. I want you to think for a minute how Mary might feel if you said that to her. Right?
Right. I think she'd be a little disappointed, but at the same time being comforted as we went on with the story.
Right. And so what we're looking to do is, if we come up with a long-term solution, we've seen some things in Mary that could Mary actually help us solve this problem?
So it's a big picture, right? Is that what you're saying? The big picture?
Exactly. What could we do to partner with her and be honest with her and tell her, hey, Mary, here's the problem that I've got. This is the issue. I hear you. I understand what you're saying. But recognizing that as the company and as a manager of having to work with everybody and all the staff, of how does this issue relate to the coworkers, to the customers, to the other management, right? And being very forthcoming with letting her know that I want to understand where you're coming from. I want to understand and partner with you to see if we can solve this issue that we have. And this is this idea of actively listening, because we want to be able to ask a question and say, tell me about this process that you have on the floor when you find an error. And the really important part is to actively listen to that and ask follow-up questions. Be curious and observant. And if Mary gets ramped up and she gets really excited and be like, well, you just don't understand. I get these people and they're not trained. Call out that feeling. Mary, I can see this is really frustrating with you. I could see how frustrating it would be for you to find all these errors. Because our goal, as Theodore Roosevelt once said, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. We want to let Mary know that she is seen, that she is heard, and her input is appreciated from us. And from our perspective, when we look at a difficult conversation, it's not a difficult conversation when we go into it with the objective and the intent to care about the other person and trying to understand them and understand objectively what the issue is so that they can see the problem just as clearly as we do.
Teamwork.
Yeah, exactly. It's teamwork. And so a couple of those questions, when we're seeking to understand, a couple of those questions, again, might be, can you explain the process? Tell me more about this. I need some clarification on how you do this. Or tell me more about that. You know, we're asking those what, how questions. Where, when. Asking for detail, being curious, and being observant. And recognizing the other person's feeling. What are they feeling when it's emotional? And notice when something is good. Like for in Mary's case, you might say, wow, Mary, it sounds like you're really experienced and you're really good at finding these errors. And acknowledging that for what they do well. Because as we talked about, the behavior that we're looking to have for future state isn't to just knock Mary down completely. She's a great worker. We just want her to do it differently. And once we've heard her, now we might be open to working with her to be able to partner for a solution. So that's kind of that idea of how do we seek first to understand. And I just have to do a shout out to my friend, Fred Rogers, if anyone knows who Mr. Rogers might be from way back when.
Sure, sure. I have a dear friend that actually used to dance with him in, here in Connecticut.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. Yeah, Mr. Rogers used to have a really good technique that he would use that I would encourage every person to use. He would ask a question and then he would pause.
Absolutely.
And he would wait for the person to answer the question.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really kind of a phenomenal skill to have, because sometimes we ask the question and we just keep going, not waiting for the other person.
Being a good listener. I think that helps with the medical field too, Anne, because I was yes. in it for many, many years.
Yes, it does. It really, it's one of those things to be able to really pause and let them know, give them your undivided attention, actively listen mm-hmm. to the other person, knowing that you're looking to show them that you care and you're looking to solve the problem together. And like we talked, the other reason is because sometimes we go into a difficult conversation and we assume and think, I just got to tell them to do this and that's it. That's what we're doing. And I really want to open up everybody's eyes to say, have we really identified the problem? Maybe we don't have all the information.
Right.
So seeking first to understand allows us to gather and really reassess. Maybe I don't know what I don't know. And opening it up and then actively listening. And again, those ABCs, what's coming before the behavior, what the behavior is, and then what is the consequence from the other person's point of view.
Perfect. Yeah, definitely.
I hope this has been helpful for everybody out there and working through those conversations so that they're not so difficult.
There you go. One step at a time and be a good listener.
Exactly.
All right, Anne. Great information as always. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and we'll look forward to it. Real quick, Anne, let the folks know where your link is so they can go over and check out all your great stuff.
Absolutely. So if you're looking for, we actually have follow-up workshops, and they're interactive workshops where we take all these various skills that I teach and we actually role-play them out online on Zoom for your video and your mic is on. And you can find those dates if you go on Instagram and go to Finding Strength with Anne, and it's on my link tree.
Perfect.
And you will see those links. And I usually have 1 to 2 different workshop dates a month for this interactive workshop, which is so helpful for each of us to kind of practice it and be able to see what feels good so that it feels natural and get our wording down to your personality.
Well said, Anne. Applause, applause everywhere. Thank you so very much for your insights always.
And we will see you next week when we talk about making your objective clear will be next week's episode.
I look forward to it, Anne. Thank you again for everything you do. And thank you again for being a sponsor here on The Chill Factor.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kathleen. And I will look forward to catching up with you again.
Okay. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Are you ready to master those conversation skills? Well, join me online for an interactive workshop with your camera and your microphone on. You will learn proven strategies and practice using your experiences to role play in a safe space to customize these skills to your personality. The great news is you no longer will avoid difficult conversations. Rather, you're going to have increased confidence and build relationship and credibility with each conversation. For the upcoming online workshop dates, go to my link tree on Instagram under Finding Strength with Anne. Hope to see you online.